Happy Q Day, everyone. Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and
Zosha. Happy day. How are you?
I'm great. And just to throw it out there, we're professionally unprofessional.
That's right. And did you just guzzle your nanosoma?
Yeah.
2 years anti-aging. I was like, ooh. Thank you, Connect with Kelly. It helped me remind myself to go back to it. So did you do it?
Exactly. I ordered some stuff, Kelly, from thank you. Thank you, Connect with Kelly. I got restocked.
It's awesome stuff. I'll just say one of the things I noticed using it just to promote it. I get nothing for this. I had a spot on my skin and I sprayed it. I'm like, let me just spray it with that. And honestly, within a week it was gone. I was like, oh, this stuff is awesome.
Well, I'm going to try the skin gel. When we went to the Bahamas, I was so excited snorkeling. I didn't reapply sunscreen and I wasn't wearing SPF shirt. I was just so excited. So I got a little burnt. And so I'm going to put some of that gel on my back in a certain spot. So thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah. Great show. How are you, girl?
Oh, I'm good. It's sunny and beautiful here today, and I got the island hair going on. You know what my island
I love
hair.
It.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Beachy. It's
That's
beachy
right.
Looking.
It's beachy cheeks.
Oh, it's so funny you said that because I'm like, I have to ask you, we haven't spoken about cheeks. And I had a coffee this morning. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, really just playing? Do you feel they're setting up the cheeks?
Oh,
we talked about that before, but I felt I'd really love to just sit there. I was watching a show yesterday, a show. It takes place in India. I love so coincidence to the topic today. And I'm drinking watermelon juice, also
Ooh.
Popular in India, as well as Nanosoma, where polysilicon was found. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, they had something, this palapa kind of bar on the beach and you'd see the water. And that's what got me going. I was like, that's cheeks. That's
Ooh.
Cheeks on the beach. That
Ooh,
is
I
exactly
like
where we could pull up and get our coffee, sit and chat. All we can all mingle. Just,
no shoes. No one needs to wear shoes.
And beach hair. That wild male lion hair.
I liked my lioness mane.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I liked it.
Oh,
thank you. It was very freeing. And Zosia, I got a watermelon yesterday, and like you said, like you had told me about your watermelon juice. So I'm gonna do a watermelon. I got some lime, and I got some mint in the backyard. I'm gonna
I love
add
it.
Some mint. Oh, it sounds so good.
Sounds
so
like
you.
Something we could sell at the Hussy Hut as well with our spicy juice smoothies. See, the project just keeps going. We've got our own cheeks. We're not in competition, but, you know, we've got something planned too.
Exactly. I love it.
So fun.
What are we going to talk about today, Zosia? Do you feel like it's more of just expanding on our dolphin experiences?
Yeah, because I woke up last night. This doesn't happen to me too often because I was feeling about our show and I felt, yeah, there was more to the dolphin experience to share, just a personal insight and just how it felt to be around them. And I woke up in the night and just started writing these little notes just to remind me, bullet points. I was like, all right, I guess I'll speak about that because that's so rare of an occurrence. And yeah, just to reflect for both of us, if you're up for it as well, to reflect how we're doing this week, second week back.
Absolutely. I have some few things jotted down here. Yeah. So, you go ahead, girl. Go fish.
Yay. Thank you. I am actually super excited right now, almost like I'm feeling the adrenaline of the coffee going through me. But what I wanted to talk about is the immense stillness that I have been feeling since being back. It's peace, but it's also stillness. And it's so deep and so quiet that I really have gotten, it's not like I tried. I'm just going really like 1 mile per hour. And it's so cool to observe at this pace. You know, imagine driving your car 55 miles per hour or 1 mile per hour. Okay, 1 mile maybe gets really annoying, but just say 10. It's much slower. So I'm observing my life like that. And what I realize as well, this interstate of peace that feels sustained. It's not, I recognize it's not lights and sparkly and always sweet, because what also I noticed, some things came up, but I still retained peace and stillness, even while watching these things detox through me. I love the NanoSoma segue too, because it's about, some of it is about detoxing. So we also have for me, I observe emotional detoxing, and I see this thing come up and I get caught in it a little bit. My mind's looping about it. I'm like, ah, oh, you again. It's like a bad date that just won't end. It's back again. I dealt with you, but it's just really much slower. I really love myself even more. It's kind of funny, but I just really, what did I read in Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent? Something that stayed out loud that you are extraordinary. So I was doing that, but I feel it. And it's this profound switch of seeing myself that way. I don't have to love everything I might do, but all of us, but I see it in myself, the spirit within is extraordinary, profoundly extraordinary in more ways than I can even know. So I just say it. I've never done this really in my life, just to honor the spirit within myself. And I'm not getting teary, it's just my throat's getting scratchy. So what I go back to regarding the dolphin is being on the boat. And you remember all of this, right? Watching, we talked about it, watching the dolphin gather, swim with us. We can be on the side, they come by us, they go to the other side, they go all over. But I really sat with it at this slow, slow pace, watching. And if you haven't been with the dolphin, it's okay, because we can imagine it with birds or anything of nature, any of a child, anything organic and natural. And we're watching the dolphin, and it's mesmerizing. Like, all of us just sit. We all became like the mommy voice, or the having a pet voice, like, oh, so cute. We all went into that space, because why? I feel like our hearts are so touched and so open. And we're watching them. I realize we're just fully present with them. And I mean just sitting there for a long time, watching them, observing them, staring at them, smiling with them, like kids watching their kid nature. Even the staff, I marveled at the staff. I said, what amazes me and touches my heart so much is y'all do this every day for years, and you still show up just like we do. Like, it's new every day. And it really just caught me. And Q stated in the show you shared when we did the PRQ show with him, and he stated, the dolphin really show us how to be. I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. There's no time watching them, just presence. It's playful, it's loving. And then I wondered, well, how do I bring this back? It awoken such joy in myself. How do we bring this back into our life? What if we were that present with every single being in our lives? And then I felt, well, I actually don't enjoy to connect with every single being. Why is that? Well, we know deeper that not everyone has light, or someone could be in a storm, or whatever it is. The beauty of that is it helps us go in and analyze that, keep feeling. For me, why don't I want to feel presence with this person? And that's what I've been doing over the years, just, and all of us have. I know I'm speaking to the choir. Just stopping. Sometimes, just like Hugh says, just sometimes stopping, even if it took me a year, I had a slow stop or however long. But just I recognizing my spirit doesn't feel connected to this being or whatever their stuff is. I'm just not happy being there. And back to the dolphin, they just play, they just swim, they just eat. It's simple. It seems simple. Now, I feel there are dolphins who have issues. They can have fights and things like that. But it doesn't mean, back to the beginning, like that stillness and that deep state of peace doesn't mean bells and whistles and angels singing all the time. But this can still have that while observing negative thinking or whatever. So it's just, for me, it kind of wrapped it all up, the trip that we took, and it just wrapped it up in this little package. And one more piece I want to connect it to. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm
You're
here.
holding such presence with me. Thank you.
I'm here. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, so it was, you know, just looking at my own life, why was I allowing myself to still be with some people, and then how I transitioned and extricated myself and whatnot, and the freedom that has come with that, and the joy and the greater states of inner peace that are growing because of it. And it's the choices and our choices. Q says this all the time. Our choices create our reality. And then this morning, I'm sitting outside in the sun with my coffee, and I open the wisdom of the feathered serpent. I just say, okay, what can you share with me today? So I turn to the last entry on page 363. I won't read it. I'll just reference it. Creating Our Reality was written by, give me 1 minute. It was written by Chief White. Chief White Cloud. Yep. Thank you. And I'll just read this one part. The grid of this holographic reality is created entirely by you and others within your vibrational range. Just as computers quickly route, make decisions, and come to a conclusion or value, your everyday binary code has the ability to allow you to function much more decisively and efficiently in life. Your entire day consists of choices, either zero or one, over and over again. The patterns formed from your habitual defaults, decision-making, create your existence. And to me, that really sums it up. Just every day when we hit roadblocks or bumps or whatever it is, it's just helped me to depersonalize myself and look at it like a program, the computer, and become less connected to my personality, my thoughts and emotions and feelings. And there's so many For the People articles to speak about brilliantly while we were away. And anyway, I just wanted to tie that in. It really stood out to me, just being in that state of stillness and what comes to me, what comes to us. And I'll share the For the People article after we speak a little bit. But on top of that as well, on the last piece, is the week I observed some of the detox in tandem with utter joy, peace, and stillness. And then I receive a phone call. I had numerous phone calls with beautiful, heart-centered people that held presence with me and space. And it was just on this next level. It's almost like it reflected the state of being I was in. And vice versa. So back to the piece I just read, the zeros and ones, how we're doing it collaboratively, you know, to start to see how it grows and gets bigger. And it's just, I can't really even put words into it enough, but it's profound and so deeply touched on such levels I can't put words to. You all know who you are. And I'll leave it there. Just with great grace and gratitude, I thank all of us really for being here and doing the work, and honored that you all tuning in to listen to us. So I'll pass it back to you, Lauren, if you have anything or anything from the trip for you.
Wow, that was beautiful what you shared. I just had my eyes closed and I put myself on mute, and I was just feeling and really feeling what you were sharing. And it took me right back there, being on the boat, looking over and at the side, and just what you said, just they're just playing. They just want to play in presence. And then how you connected it with the For the People article and Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent excerpt that you read. That's just beautiful, Zosha. You took me right back. You took me right back there. I love it. I love it. So I would say for me, you know, we've had, what is this? What did we get back? June 7th? Is that when we finished June 7th?
I have no idea. The 9th, I think, because we took a couple of days after. Anyway, something like that. The first week in June.
Yeah. For me, You have when you're there, you're so excited. You're so it's just it's another world. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's a completely different world. So when you come back, that's the thing about retreats. The only thing for me, retreats, is that it's the inner work that you're doing it every day. Like it's an everyday thing, as you and the listeners know. It's not just a go somewhere and because it's very different when you're at a retreat. My main focus was the dolphins going on the retreat. And a bonus is that we got to connect with some really, really cool people. That I wasn't, I had no expectations I didn't know what I was getting ready to embark on, what we were getting ready to embark on, other than I want to go see the dolphins. So it's interesting. We were only allowed to bring, we had a weight limit on what we could bring, 40 pounds, you know this. And for me, the fashionista, I just love fashion. You know that. I'm pretty sure the listeners know that. And when I go travel, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take this and this. I can't stand being somewhere and not having what I need, knowing that it's back at home. So it was a metaphor for really having to strip down to the bare essentials of what I could take with me. And this includes toiletries, everything. Got the serums and the this and the that and all that stuff. And so I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? And it was interesting, just the metaphor of really stripping down, that mask, if you will, the I guess you could say ego, and really just not even caring about any of that, and just being in presence, and just here I am, this is me, right? And so that was one thing that I noticed that came to me, and I did do it. I did do it, actually. I was very proud of myself. I was very proud of myself that I was able to do that. I know it sounds silly to some people, but for me, I was always like, 42 pounds at the airport, where you go and check your bag, and then I got my other bag with all my stuff. So that was
So
one
you
thing.
had less baggage.
I it literally and
Yeah.
metaphorically, less baggage. Thank you
Exactly.
for tying that up in a bow. Thank you, Zosha.
It's a big lesson. I love it.
It is. And so the next thing that I noticed was like the dolphins, they already know, we were connecting with them before we went. There's no secrets. They already know what you need, what you're coming for, when you get there, when you're in the water, they know. So I felt some things that I thought I had cleared, the densities I thought I had cleared. Oh no, they came back. So when I got back, I had some things pop up. I won't get into what they are specifically, but it was rough. Several days it was, just rough. And really observing, what is this? Is this really me? Why am I feeling this way? And it kind of set me back a little bit, with just some of the things that popped up for me. So getting through that, and on the other side, I'm not saying that it was pleasant or fun or easy, but I just let it be. What it just let it be. I didn't try to change it. I just allowed myself to feel it. Because if I don't allow myself to feel it, even though I know we're not our feelings and emotions, I'm denying myself if I don't allow myself to feel. So I did. And it really actually deepened the connection within myself, my spirit, who I really am. And just connect my a deeper connection to nature, to the water, to the ocean. When I was out on the ocean, I just felt a deepening, an expansion, an opening up. It was a purity to it. It was, I'm like, well, gosh, you have the ocean, you have the dolphins, you have the sunshine. Even on the day that there were the days that there wasn't sunshine, what more do you need? I mean, really, what more do you need? If you, it's just profound to me. And so it really, I started to evaluate within myself, okay, what else do I need to let go of? Are there attachments to things? What is it serving? So it really helped me to ask myself those questions, and do like a checklist, if you will, of what, still have some work to do here, because I'm ready for that next step. I'm ready for the next step. Something else that came up for me was, do I really need stuff? Like, don't get me wrong, I like nice things. I'm sure we have our preferences. Excuse me. We have our preferences. And in a perfect world, we'd have, whatever we, whatever preferences we desire. While we're on the way to creating our reality, each of us on our own journey. But I'm at this retreat center. I don't have all the stuff that I usually have in everyday life with me. But you know what I do have? I have nature. I have the ocean. I have the dolphins. I have amazing people, beings, spirits, isbies around me. I have love. I have joy. I have peace. I have really delicious, healthy food that was prepared by an individual who loves creating in the kitchen. And I go back to the things that I normally have, like when I'm getting ready, like lotion, and like I brought like this lotion bar with me to use. That was a lot of work trying to get the shea butter lotion bar onto my skin. It was a lot of work. So I said, forget it. So I just taught, I'd let it, I just didn't even worry about it. And you know what? I forgot about it. I didn't even think about it. And not the curling iron, not the makeup, just letting the hair be the island girl hair. And just, it was beautiful. It was, so I asked myself, what do I really need to be, fulfilled, feel whole, complete? So I get back here and I ask myself, okay, do I really need all of this stuff? And the last thing that I noticed was just the profound sense of peace, just like you mentioned, Zosia, about being in nature and with the dolphins. I really didn't need anything else. Oh, and something else that came up for me. So I know I've heard a lot of people talk about a conscious community and what it, I live in a town home. And I'm in a neighborhood with an HOA and the golf course, and people kind of stay inside. That people don't really get out, and I don't know. I'm not in an area where people do that. So I said to myself, "Do I really?" I compared the two, that versus being around other beings who are in that higher frequency way of life. And it was just very, it was very eye-opening. Everyone was, there were some tasks to be done. Well, there's one task in particular that everybody signed up for. And you know what? It actually was kind of fun. I mean, I think a dance party started after that, or we brought out the music after, while we were in the middle of doing that. I brought out my phone and we hooked my phone up to the Bluetooth and we were playing some music. Everyone shared, you could eat together or not. You could go sit on the dock and look out at the ocean, or you could come back inside. So, if you wanted to be alone, you could, but it was an example to me of what that lifestyle, is like. And I really liked it. And I've surprised myself because I'm someone, I like my space. I do like my space, don't get me wrong. I like to have my quiet time and my space. But I don't know. It was just an eye opener for me. I get what people are talking about now about the homesteading, and I'm not like super into the agriculture aspect. That's just not my highest excitement. But I can see why the people who are, why that excites them, and it's beautiful. Like we all have our own unique gift to share that connects to the whole, so we can all experience it together. So I'm sure there's other things, but those are the main things that came to me. And lastly, Zosia's like, oh, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Sasha. I didn't expect all
I'm
this
here.
to.
I'm with you.
I
Am present.
didn't expect all this to come out. I asked myself, how do I put this? Why, I, like you said, extraordinary. I'm ready to step into that place for myself, whatever that looks like. Of whatever that looks like, I don't know. I have desires and things that I want to experience and places that I want to be. But why are you playing it small, Lauren? Why are you doing that? You go big because I want to. Not that I need to prove it to anybody, or it's because I want to. And big might mean just, oh, what if you went and lived in another country, or what if you went and lived, you know what I mean? Just things like that. Just like nobody in my family would ever expect me to say that. But yeah, let's go. Let's, I guess Q says, a lot of times we're our own problem. So I can vouch for that too. So yeah, anything that's
A
changed?
lot. There's a lot there. The metaphor of it that we discussed too, and it just the last piece you just said about going to live in another country, and there's that point of what do you feel? I'll say it this way: when I observe my spirit and wanting to do something, but sometimes there's a block, or what I perceive is something I'm waiting, and it's really waiting. It's not the right word, observing, really observing what my spirit is feeling. That's when I notice when I go slow. I used to hammer myself a little bit because it's like, oh, the matrix goes at a different pace, until I really learned to embrace it and then came to realize, oh, that is actually, I didn't have regrets when I took them, when I made decisions slowly. So it's really separating the spirit for me from the mind. And who's making the decision? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was just easy to go do something, I'd go do it, but there's something deeper to it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I can't move to make a decision because I'm just not feeling it, even though I want to do something different. I don't want to make, I just want to feel it, which actually cuts into, which connects into the For the People article. Strengthening the spirit. Oh, I feel like that article, I have probably have it printed, could just put it on my bedside table and read it every morning as a great reminder to act. So this connects into it. It does connect into what you are saying and asking. So I'll weave it back in at the end. To access your spirit and higher consciousness in this realm, you must bypass thoughts, emotions, feelings, attachments, and time, which are all connected. This is the only way to access your spirit and your highest excitement of creativity, which is not a thought, not an emotion, and not a feeling. And that's what I realized as well. Recognizing the dolphin trip came easily, as we discussed on the last show. It was without doubt, yep, we're going. Whereas other plans may have been, we had experience with that, with this, not going into it. It was more mind planning, trying to force something. And that was really a great example for me to recognize, okay, that is actually not the way to go. It's just too much work trying to figure it out. And I recognize I'm not allowing it to come from my heart. That's to me one of the well, it is the biggest teaching of Q, go within. But really understanding, so it's all really become granular in the way of feeling this and beginning to recognize that it comes from the spirit. So my head could want to go do something, but if my spirit isn't feeling it yet, I won't act. No, I say that. No, I'm sure I will at some other moment. But the gist is, I don't want to act on my ego. I want to act on my spirit from that pure state of being, and to recognize that's when everything changes. That's when our creation changes. That's what I really marvel. Sometimes people could get frustrated, oh, okay, you said something or didn't say something or just tell me this. And I'm really starting to feel more the beauty of the simplicity of the advice is we are the creators. How can anyone tell us what to do? It has to come from within, from our heart as activator, from highest excitement. That's our battery. That's our point of creation. It's what comes to me. It's our point of creation. It's that animated place of pure receptivity. After, that's why cleaning the vessel is so profound and perfect, because the uncleaned vessel just creates the static, the confusion, the mind looping around and around and around. Where should I go? Should I do that? I'm speaking from my own experience. Where should I go? Where should I do this? I want to go here. It's just slow. I feel like you even mentioned too, it's just slower in this dimension. It's just, I've just been sitting with this all week and for a while, just observing it too, but it's really coming to the profoundness of it. Here's a couple of things that I highlighted from this article. Trusting your thoughts, emotions, and feelings is trusting a shallow, self-serving ego. It's giving matches to a mischievous child. I get that. I really get that. And another piece I underlined, we talked about detoxing when stuff comes up. They write, the discomfort of detoxing may not be easy, but it's well worth it. And the only hope of connecting with who you really are, your spirit, your feelings have nothing to do with your heart or your spirit. It's just all the controlled stuff. So the beauty of what you're sharing too, and the observing of getting rid of less stuff, to me, it's that metaphor of less stuff within, less junk. We get cleaner and cleaner. They also write, almost 100% of your thoughts, emotions, and feelings are programmed into you. They're not even yours. They're not even mine. They're part of a duality matrix program to cause chaos, conflict, and drama. Interesting that the Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent art, the page I turned to, spoke about the zero and the one, the program. Every choice we make, cues, words, every choice we made leads us to the synchronicity unfolding of our own creation. I feel like we can just talk about this for show and show and show and show. Your highest, again, back to the article, your highest excitement from your heart will never harm others or yourself. Your highest excitement, your spirit's compass, I love that, your spirit's compass will always bring greater maturity, expanding consciousness, deeper peace and fulfillment, as well as greater health and good friends. Back to being in that space you said of higher frequency, the synchronicity, when we live from our highest inspiration, we'll find the beings. We find each other. One of the friends I spoke to this week left a message saying, I just don't fit in this place. I said, that's one of the most favorite things you said to me. Yeah, girl. You're with your people. Because this is it, trying to squeeze into this matrix that is not organic and not of us. One last piece. If you wish to be healthy, happy, peaceful, and truly loved, never follow your thoughts, emotions, or feelings. Only follow your spirit, your heart, which hold entirely different qualities and aspects of your being that you can always trust and rely upon for a positive outcome. So it's always that beauty, peace, until we feel the peace and know ourselves. For me, I recognize everything else I'm doing is of the noise. So that simplicity, just speaking from my own experience, we all have our different avenues. My way isn't your way, isn't anyone else's way necessarily, but just sharing the way that things come to us, just like you shared your experiences with the dropping the stuff, dropping the products. It came to me like, oh, the mask. It's a way of dropping the mask. You know, you're expressing more of your authentic self. I physically could see more of your authentic self as well. It's just excites me to no end. So I loved all you shared. We all have our different expressions and ways of doing it. It's so beautiful. And I too have had those moments as well. Just walk around differently, just again, like we shared last week, being in presence with people, and another friend shared just being heart connected. It doesn't, some of us are tall, some of us are short, so all different shapes and sizes, hair colors, bathing suits. No one cared. How refreshing is that? No one cared.
That's
It was
amazing.
just, how are you today? And we'd sit and get into an authentic, deep conversation naturally.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
go fish, girl.
Well, let me ask you a question, Zosia, because
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this before, on Creation Lightship, and you hear Ron talk about being, I mean, you can actually go and clear the feeling of joy.
Yeah.
I don't want to clear the feeling of joy. We've talked about this. I don't want to be Spock. I do want to feel those, those emotions. So I asked myself, this is just something that I asked myself. Well, then, okay, if we're supposed to feel into something, how do you distinguish that between a knowing? And because I'm like, well, we're here. I'm not going to not feel something, sorry, this is just the other side of the coin
No,
here.
I love this. So keep going. I really love this question.
Because I remember getting irritated when I read that. I'm like, well, okay, if I'm not supposed to feel, well, I feel joy when I go jump into the water to swim with the dolphins. I'm excited to go on a trip with you. Do I like to pack? Not really, but and all the airport crap. But no, but I knew it's a part of it to get to that end outcome of being with the dolphins. So I found myself getting like a little irritated. Well, then why are we here then to feel? Are we not supposed to feel? I get it with the thoughts and the patterning and the mind looping. I get all that. You can have thoughts that are not yours, that are placed into you, the matrix programming. So I asked myself, I'm like, okay, why am I here? Really, I did. I asked myself that because I'm like, if the whole thing's rigged, I can see what's going on the outside, and then I see all these other people that have no clue, and they're just going along, why am I here, really? And then I'm like, okay, we're here to create this new earth. I also asked myself, why do, and this is not, oh, I know this, but why do I see people who have no clue about any of the Q stuff, any of the crap that's going on in this world. They have no clue. Why do I know? Why do you know? Why is it, not that it's anyone's better or worse, not comparing. What's the purpose? Yeah, I see people who don't know, and they're creating this wonderful, amazing life, and they have no clue. So that's something that's come up for me, and I'm sitting here, I'm just sitting with it. Okay. And then, I have someone reach out. Oh, can you share? Do you mind sharing this with me? I'm like, oh, okay, perfect. Yes. So I got my answer. There's going to be a time when people are going to know, and if they're going to be presented with, okay, this world's really confusing and crazy. What WTF? What's going on? And, if they want to, you can ask, hey, you mentioned this. I remember you mentioning this. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? If they choose. And then some people may never want to know, and that's great too. So sorry, I
No,
promise I'm wrapping this up. It's the feeling, I just don't understand the purpose of, I guess, the knowing. When you get in a place of deep inner peace, that's when when you get in a place of peace, that's when the healing comes, that's when the knowings come, that's when everything comes. But I also really, on the other side of the coin, I do want to feel, and I'm you've said this before too. I mean, not to put words in your mouth, but I think you get that. I don't want to feel the lower frequency stuff, but I do want to feel joy and excitement and passion. And so anyways, what
yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. No, I really love it because it's authentic, and I have, yes, we have discussed that too a while ago, and I've had those same feelings listening. So, okay, here's my piece, and everyone might not agree. It's just my opinion. With Ron and Creation Lightship has been profound, profound in helping me, and as you spoke as well, help clear this vessel of things I had no clue even were going on. No clue. I'm eternally grateful for their role in Ron's continued help and healing, and Q as well. You see his image when you look at the healing and at the, you know what I'm saying? He's a light being on the screen.
Yeah.
And I wondered that about Spock as well. So why are we here? I say it to myself. We are here to experience. That's it. I've heard Q say that. I've heard Ron say that. We're just here to experience. So when I learned for me, Ron came at a time in the middle of all of this war going on. I feel it was a perspective of like, oh my gosh, people, like, you don't even know what's going on, like, do this and that. But we've moved even past that time too. And where I feel Q's input is bringing us to our heart-centered peace, right? And Ron as well, they're both brothers. That state of neutrality. But what I caught Q say once, and it's not a quote, but the essence of it to me was, as long as they're your authentic feelings, because I feel I had emotions once, or someone else, if they'd have a little emotions, he'd say, I love the emotions, or he'd state, I love you. All of these feelings, to me, the difference is, in a nutshell, creation lightship is cleansing off of the crap that is put on us from the matrix, from the dark, from the controllers that have tried to route, we know the whole story, capture us. Now, once we get clear, I feel joy, of course, the marvel with the dolphin. And you see a bird, a flower, a child, anything, those feelings are there. Even someone cut me off like the other day, just did a U-turn right in front of me. I was like, wow, you, whatever. But it was neutral when I said it, if that sounds right, if that sounds funny. There wasn't a charge with it. So yeah. It's not that I didn't feel it. I wasn't overcome with it. There was no loosh per se from it. So I feel like that's that fine line of what energy we're giving. You're just agitating. We're just getting, they are agitating us. We are allowing them to agitate us in a sense. That's gone. So now when I'm in that state of peace, it's my natural feelings coming up. So I 100% know what you're saying, because I felt the same thing. It's like, well, Spock isn't really that fun. But proof in point, just having our shows with Q, I mean, it's hysterical. It's the most fun I've ever had, just to be completely in presence. And that's what they said on the Creation Lightship. They just laugh all the time. They feel joy. So to me, that's proof. That's there's neutrality, but they're feeling their own feelings. And the other piece, if I can comment, is when people don't know about Q, and people don't even have to know about Q, but can seem to be living their highest excitement, because you don't have to know per se. Q is source. That's within all of us. So there are some people who have been able to tap into that heart center and live from that point of view. I know many of them. Very inspired by them, and they don't have to seek, it seems, and I don't want to put something on them that isn't them, but they just seem to follow their heart. I've had moments in my life where I followed my heart, but I had this strong desire in my path to find source, and I in short did. We're in this silo. So the last piece of purpose, I feel, of all the people trying to figure out what the F is going on in this world, what is so weird about everything, and asking these questions, some of us are designed, I feel someone even said, coded, some say mission, whatever that comes to you and all of us, to seek and know the truth. Because once we know that, it starts to resonate throughout the universe, throughout, just like when Q came online, I was aware I came online, you came on, all of these different ways. However it happened, all the sparks just start going out into the universe like little fairy wands. As we hold that wisdom, it grows. It displaces the darkness here. The more we grow our light, the more the darkness is displaced. And this silo of Q, if anyone's looking for the truth, I feel this is the silo people will end up in. We are here. I remember Q saying to you, you're further along than you think.
Yeah.
Or feel. And that really stood out to me. It was your question, your answer, but it really stood out to me for me as well, just watching, because from his perspective, I'm not putting anything on him, but me, it's like everyone's going to have to know these people that I know are going to come. Everyone's getting the truth. The biggest question I feel people will be asking us, how did you know it was him? How did you know? How did you find that silo? That's what I feel will be, of course, there has to be people. The light designed all of this compassionately and stunningly beautiful to be there for others. If we don't go through this crap, how do we talk with authenticity about it? You know what I mean? It's versus talking from what we're feeling and experience versus what we read in a book. Totally different resonance.
Exactly. And I believe you said this, Sosha. You said, I'm not going to tell anyone who Q is. It's, we can direct if anyone asks, direct here, check out for the people.space. And but when you I say that to say when you come to your own knowing versus somebody else saying it, not even with a bad intentions, just out of excitement. It's very different. When I first heard Q, I thought it was David Strait. I did. I'm like, oh, is that David Strait? And then we find out that I know David Strait was it's not, whoever was animating that. That's it. They're on the team. So I don't know why that came to me, but it took me a little bit longer. That's okay though.
Yeah, no
It's
one's
okay.
measuring.
That's right. I had to really feel the harmonics. Because, okay, let me listen. Everyone's listening. Let me just listen here. Let me see what people are talking about. And for me, it's that consistency, him showing up every Saturday, consistently giving the same message. And he's been doing it since when 2017. Didn't he? When did he go on Billy and Jane's show? Was it that the first show he did, Sosha?
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest.
He came online in 2017. That's when the last implant was
I
removed.
feel he went on Max Spears' show Incognito. I feel he went on Charlie Ward show. I'm not. I
Ted
didn't know him
Marr.
at the time. Yeah, so I don't know who was first. I don't know who was first.
Well, right. Well, but just him showing up consistently every Saturday. And you know what? Like you said, like I just wanted to know the truth, and we're all seeking source, and we found source. And so I didn't care. Everybody's out doing stuff on Saturday. I'm sitting right here listening because I wanted to. It was my highest excitement.
Exactly. Your spirit drove you there.
That's right. That's right. And then when you can call in and connect,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and you can talk to him, and he'll just
I've
say it
never called
straight.
in. I have aliases. Go
It's so funny.
ahead.
But yeah, and then when you connect with him, I mean, literally, I remember one day he sent out it was like a sonar, and I felt it so deeply sitting in the chair. I had to breathe through it. Do you remember that day?
Yes,
I
I
was
do.
like, wow, I gotta breathe through this. That's how powerful it was.
Yeah, you start to get nice and quiet.
And then when you're talking to him, and I can feel the heat moving, the energy moving up and down my body. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, holy shit, this is no joke. I mean, but
And
that's
some people might not have those experiences, and that doesn't take away from the connection either.
exactly.
It's
Thank
just
you.
the knowing, right? How do you know you know? You just know.
I'm a very tactile person, so maybe I needed that. Maybe I just needed that type of stimulation for
Yeah,
my
we're
knowing.
GMO'd. We have different bodies to feel things differently, and
That's
it goes
right.
on and on when you're on the creation light ship, right? But,
That's right. That's
and it's
right.
that knowing, you just don't know, but you know, and then you know. No one could tell me any differently. Like, okay, we all pounded our head against the cement. Some bad visual, sorry for that. Trying to share with people, but it was beautiful because it helped me realize it's to your point, you can't tell people. It's when everyone, there was something in that article too that it has the healing and to me, that knowing has to come through your heart. That desire has to come from the heart to want to know.
That's right.
Sometimes I learned this many years ago. Someone told me, I found it was interesting. So excuse the language, but someone said, sometimes wealth is bad karma or sometimes beauty is bad karma. And I said, oh, what do you mean? It's like, well, sometimes it allows such a level of comfort, you never go searching, that actually the wound in the heart is the piece that's really, this is what was said at the time. Ascended masters or masters have talked about this. The wound in the heart is what gets us searching, right?
That's
And
right.
Q said this version of humans will feel pain. That's what prompts us to get off of our backside.
That's right. That's right. Well said. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think we have 2 minutes left. Do
Oh my
I
gosh, seriously?
know, right? Do I have time to read this thing that
Lee,
I
oh yeah, I'd love to hear
okay.
it. Go ahead.
Okay, so really go ahead. Sorry,
I
it's
love what
actually
you shared. So thank you
oh, I
for
love what
sharing.
you shared.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's this girl that I follow, Erin Busby, and her website is Busby Style, BusbyEstyle.com. And she put out a newsletter just talking about where she is in her life and down, making her life more simplistic. She does fashion, beauty, lifestyle. And so this is what I read that really sat with me because it really touched where I am right now with my journey. She says, I'm learning now, question mark. I'm learning to sit in the unknown, to create space without rushing to fill it, to trust that what's ahead might be even better than anything I could have planned or imagined. If you're in this season too, this unplanned, messy middle, I see you. It might feel uncertain, it might feel scary, but it's not a mistake or a regression. It's where growth actually happens. And in this space, even when it feels unclear, there can be real peace, real joy, real freedom. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need a perfect plan. Sometimes the boldest and bravest things you can do is to pause, stay present, and trust what's unfolding. So I was really touched by that, and actually reached out to her on Instagram and thanked her, for sharing that because it's raw, it's authentic. I don't know. I'm in a place right now where I'm trying to find my deep inner peace, because I want that next step. And so sometimes when you can't see the path, it's kind of you're like, oh my God, I can't see the path. And to know that that's okay. So I just was inspired to share that, Zosha, as well as I'm gonna check out today Whiplash Talk. Sunshine's gonna have a couple guests on her show. So just check that out if you're inspired.
Go
And
girl.
yeah, and anything
Can
else, anything. And she's on today at 2 p.m. Central Time. And we have
I?
1 minute left,
Yeah,
please.
I want to comment real quick to that sharing. It was beautiful. See, all of us are out here sharing from our heart. Now I just reverse it back. Let's just say you didn't reach out to her. Could she be sitting there wondering, what is my purpose? You see what I'm saying? Like, it almost doesn't matter when you're just expressing from your heart. I'll just make it up. You know what I mean? And look how that authentic expression from her touched you, someone she's never met at a distance, how the synchronicity it brought it, that quote into your life, right? That's how I look at it sometimes. Maybe just maybe when we're expressing ourselves authentically, we too may touch someone's heart.
That's right. That's what I hope to do when we come on these shows.
Yeah. We love you all. Thank you so, so much for being here. PRQ Homestead Show is next. Maybe we'll see him.
Maybe,
Maybe
maybe.
he'll show up. We'll see. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you for showing up and doing the show with me.